Like, what do you think of when you hear the word trans? Maybe Transformers? Transfiguration! That's what we heard about in the gospel today, right? Hopefully. But not really. That is a word that's been redefined. Sort of like the rainbow, sort of like Among Us, takes on different meanings over time. Trans, especially young people hear that, they think of transgender. And this movement that's grown tremendously and is continuing to grow. This is not a political homily, you know, here to preach the gospel of love, joy, and peace. But I also recognize, as we all hopefully do, that Jesus didn't do this outside of the context of the culture he was living in. Who were the people he went to first? You know, after gathering, I guess, his crew around him, teaching them how to share the gospel, he went to those who were most in need, those who were suffering the most. He went to the tax collectors, the prostitutes, all those who have been rejected by society, who are looked down on. You know, we need to do this too. We can't be like the Jews at the time of Christ, who kind of shunned people who are harder to be around. You know, we can't do that. We need to be like Christ to go and be close to them. And the folks who are struggling with gender dysphoria, who are identifying themselves as transgender today, are certainly among that group that is most in need of our Lord Jesus. You think if Christ was alive today, where would he be? He'd be like having coffee with folks who are wearing a rainbow flag. He'd be going to their homes, getting to know their families, their stories. He might even be hanging out in the evenings outside of Vice Versa. I don't know if he'd go inside or not. I'd like to ask him, would you go inside the club or stay outside? Yeah. He would be there. He would be saying, these are the people who need me most because they're obviously struggling. And the world does not treat them very well. And unfortunately, members of the Catholic Church don't always treat them well either. We sometimes are like the Jews, and we don't maybe even recognize it. We're prejudiced. We look down on people who have struggles that maybe we can't relate to or we don't want to even think about. So we've got to educate ourselves just a little bit